SKO4HX.
Good morning, Patrick. KO4CEF, how you doing?
Good morning. How about you?
Playing. I mean, I got to snooze for a little bit.
Sleeping in because you didn't have to be there as early.
Game before I left yesterday, I'm like, do we have a meeting in the morning? He said, no, I canceled all those. I think good. I just wanted to check before.
I kind of want to figure since your hall was shut down.
I can take advantage of it the next couple days. You get the skid steer fixed yet?
I got the hose I went in to put on, but I got to order more.
I can turn it into a bigger project.
It's just me, I guess. I don't want to have to be back in here on this side again. So I'm just getting all the hoses that are attached to whatever I have to take out.
Really a bad move at all, because, I mean, they're probably all drying and cracking at the same rate. Just one of them popped before the other one.
And they're old, and they set for, the machine set for a while without being used, so that's my guess what's caused it.
House, or is it at the land?
I know.
I drive all the way down there to work on.
It's making a mess in the driveway.
Yeah. You heard much about Gary Lane.
What was that? The APRS got you.
Have you heard anything about Gary Lane?
He's doing good, just taking some time to get some rest and recover. But him and Miss Joy are doing good. Just, like I said, trying to rest. Glad he's doing good. Hope he gets back on the air here for too much longer.
Make it to a single meeting, no matter what I do. I got home yesterday. My wife, she was fixing supper and whatnot. My phone starts going off. I'm like, well, what's going on? And all of a sudden I look, and the BRARS meeting was at like 6:30. It said, you know, leave now to be there on time. I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, well.
Meetings, right?
Our supper is like right around that time, so you know, if I do the Zoom meeting, the bad part is on the background you're gonna hear somebody hollering at, you know, supper's ready, fix your drinks, because my boys will have their headphones on, they won't hear crap, so we gotta make sure they hear.
Like the rest of us to mute your mic, that way you can listen to what's going on, and because I missed the meeting last night too. I don't even know what happened.
Zoom portion of it, though, that would have been a good idea.
Turn on your phone and your headphones in and just listen to it.
Next month.
Morning last night, so I had to see what all was going on.
Minutes anywhere, and you can go back and just kind of review what happened or what was said.
Dave records it, and then it takes him a little bit to get the minutes put together.
I didn't realize he did all that.
They're all recorded. So, I don't know if he's posting them anywhere or what, but so I'll try to ask him. Message from Mike yesterday that he's back up on JSA call.
Tim, a few days ago, I was coming home late. Was talking to him for a little while. And I was telling him about the 2 meter single sideband, so.
And I was sitting there listening to Tiggins. I just didn't jump in because I didn't want to interrupt.
Be getting up early in the morning. I mean, it just migrated earlier and earlier.
You got to do it anymore because the people that are working for you, they don't care. That's the biggest problem anybody's having right now.
I mean, like the dude got let go last week. Man, he couldn't make it to the line on time. He was always late, always behind on his processes. You know, I'd finally had enough, so I told him he had to go. But, I mean, he'd come strolling up to the line a minute or two late. You know, we're moving as soon as the bell rings. crazy. The line starts moving, and, you know, got about a minute and a half tack time, which means the car goes completely from one spot to the next, you know, in that tack time, and he'd be walking up a minute or two late. He's already a couple cars behind.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't like getting up early either, but I do it, and I'll make sure I'm on time and ready to go.
When you're at work, you know you got to be ready when the line starts. I think it's these, you know, you get these new people, and they see the veterans, and they kind of figured out they can walk back a little bit later than the line starting, and they're good, and they can get it, you know, they're not going to be behind, but... You know, somebody brand new like this guy was, he was just notorious for it.
And that puts you behind the rest of the day or until something happens and you get time to catch up and it affects other people's processes. I mean, it's just, it's not good to let that happen.
Had to let that one go. It wasn't going to work out.
You'll take 10 more before you find one that might stay.
For the last batch of, God, how many? I probably got in 6 at one time. I think I'm down to 4 now. Yeah, 2. One quit within a couple days. He got fired. And I've got one more. She's on the chopping block. And she's been on my line 3 weeks. Now she gets this 3-week break. And then when we come back, she's only learned one job in those 3 weeks, and that's, you know, normally most people pick up a job in about a week or two.
She's in her 20s too, isn't she? Early 20s.
You just don't have any, you know, get up and go. I mean, she's not even trying to go faster in her processes. So I told her, I'm like, look, you got two choices. Either you can work harder and faster, or you're going to work smarter and figure out how you can be more efficient in your process. Right now, you're neither. And as we were getting to the end of last week, I finally told her, I said, look, if you don't sign off on something, you've got to go. I can't keep you around. But when she started, they brought her in. So as a contract workforce, they brought her in. She was pumping gas and running the test, which is basically just, you know, plugging something into the OBD and it'll run all the tests and then you move on to the next car. So she started out on a cushy job and then she got sent to the main line, which is more labor intensive. So she had it, I bet she's got it in her mind she's going back.
For HGX, probably so, but... If you bring the skills test back before you hire somebody, you won't ever get anybody.
I'm a firm preacher of the, we used to have the rim room test. Oh my God, that thing kicked my tail. And it was basically just a rack with 12 rims on it. 12 or 9, I can't remember off the top of my head. It was 20 plus years ago. But you had to put the rims on. The valve stem had to be in a certain direction. You had to grab a certain style of lug nuts, and you had to use a regular lug wrench to tighten everything down manually. And it was on and off a platform, and you just had to do it for a certain period of time. And man, it kicked my tail. That was where I was considering not coming here. I keep telling them, if they bring that back, they wouldn't have to worry about it because people just would not come to work. They wouldn't even start if they were that way. KO4 CS.
Yeah, I applied for a job down there when DuPont shut down, and I heard about that test. So I never made it that far in the process, though.
Made it easier. I think at a later point, after I'd done been hired on, they ended up moving to... I guess battery guns instead of lug wrenches. So they just had to tighten them down that way. I mean, the main purpose was to see if you could follow directions, but it was also that physical part of it of, you know, stepping on and off the platform and, you know, doing the lug wrench and whatnot. I mean, to me, that was a defining moment where you made the choice, did you want to come here or not?
Andrew, I'll be right back. I got to run here. They're not here, so I got to drop off some sales flyers, and I'll be right back.
AO4C is standing by.
We're HGX. I'm back, Andrew.
So, I've been trying to, I thought about, you might be interested in this one. So, I've thought about putting a whip on my truck. The only downside to that is, you know, all the kids are doing it nowadays just to be hip and cool.
102, I got your message yesterday. I just didn't have a chance to respond to it.
So I looked it up on a calculator, on a quarter wavelength calculator. 28.5 megahertz, which is, you know, right at the very end of the 10 meter single sideband portion. It's 103 inches. So that, I mean, that would be a perfect quarter wave match. And to actually use it on the CB, you got to add a, you know, a spring on it, and that brings it into resonance for 11 meters. But what I'm worried is if I run the whip for 10 meters, then it would be so close to 11 meters that it would affect that one, because the impedance wouldn't be high enough to avoid the signal going to that antenna.
I'm running one antenna to do 10 meters and 11 meters right now, and the match is close enough.
Adjust it to get it close on both, or did you just put it up, adjust it for the 11 meters, and then leave it alone?
And I played with it and got the best match that I could, you know, in relative to both, where I use it the most.
You know, my 10 meter is so narrow band. On 28.4, it's like a one, you know, 1-1. But I went up to 28.52 because there was a POTA on there. So I figured, you know what, the heck, I'm gonna try to see if I can make contact with it. And it was too high. The SWR was too high, and the radio wouldn't transmit.
It's under 2 on both of them when I use it, but I don't run up to 28.5. I normally just, I'm driving, so I don't ever mess with that part of it. I stay right there at 28.400.
I actually thought about the whip, because, you know, obviously as you go down in frequency, the SWR would improve, because, the you know, 28.4, I think you only need like a 99-inch to make quarter weight.
I'm not sure on all that. I'd have to go back and look it up. But I used my rig expert to just tune it to where it's under 2 for both those frequencies, and then I don't change a whole lot. I'll move a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah, I had decided. If I do it, though, I'm going to buy one of those breed mount lows, and, man, that thing's $75 for the mount and about $40-something dollars for the stud. So, you know, cause I guess he custom built them all, and he's right in North Carolina.
What mount is it?
Is Breed Love. So he builds custom mounts. It looks like he's, you know, CNC machining them, and he's got pocket hole mounts for trucks, and he's got a heavy duty one, so you just put it in there, you tighten down an Allen key, and it brings this wedge up that pushes the sides out into the pocket, so that would go up underneath my tonneau cover and hang over the side of the truck, and it would be a little more beefy than the one I got now.
What you're talking about now. Now, does that hang it off the side of the truck or just right over top of the steak pocket?
It'll be over the side because I've got the tonneau cover on the truck, so I don't really have much choice in that one unless I take the tonneau cover off.
I just got mine mounted up on the mirror, but I am going to add a couple of grounding straps to run out from the mount back over to the cab body and see if that does anything to help me.
And the ball mount, I know those are fairly popular.
Regular mirror mount that this one's got a bigger bar on it, so you had to buy the mount for that. But other than that, I hadn't had any trouble. I did run a better coax. So it's got the 213 on it, I believe it is.
Definitely better, so. Well, Patrick, I hate to cut it off, but I guess I need to be in here 4/7. That way I can be ready to get my associates going, get them started working. So I'm going to say 7-3. You be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you either later today or first thing in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.